Port Adelaide, let's talk to our next guest. They look cherry ripe for round one with almost a full squad to choose from. Sam Gray, well, he's locked away his spot. And he's been good enough to have a chat with us now. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thanks,
fellas. Sammy.
Hey, sum up the feeling around the club at the moment, because it would appear that everyone's on deck, there's a great feel, there's high expectations. It must be a nice place to be around.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, especially leading up to round one this week. And we're going in with reasonably fit, which is pretty exciting for the lads. And I can't wait to play with some of the new blokes that will debut for the club this week.
And I guess you're going to be quite a different structure, because some of those new guys are going to be in different spots, which means there's some other guys moving around the place. Have you put that all to bed? You're all comfortable with what some of the new players and the positions they might fill?
Yeah, they've all come in and fit in really well. And we've sat down, especially over the last couple of weeks, and gone through a few new roles for some of the blokes like Rocky and that might play a bit more forward than usual. But, like I said, they're fitting really well, and we expect them to play well for Saturday night.
How will that impact on you, Sam? I love your forward, but, gee, you had a year on the midfield that was just outstanding.
Yeah, I quite enjoy getting my time in there, but we've got a fair few young blokes coming through that can play on ball, so I'm quite happy to play my role up forward, and hopefully this year I can kick a bit straighter than last year and have another good year.
Well, 16 goals, 2 against the Crows. There's your benchmark. They want conversion inside 50, so start nailing them, buddy.
Yeah, that's it. That was pretty good kicking by the boys, and it helped with setting up some shots more in front than in the boundary like we did last year.
Sammy, exciting when a club gets new players, and the calibre of the ones you got, what's Rockcliffe, Motlop, maybe McKenzie down back and Dom Barry, 6 new faces, and there's others as the year goes on. Just paint a picture of what they brought to the club. Any enthusiasm and leadership and different techniques? Just paint a picture.
Yeah, I guess for Rocky coming, being a past captain, he's come in and, well, he's in our leadership group straight away, so that says a lot about him. Once he's come in, he's brought a lot of enthusiasm up forward, and guys like Dom Barry, he's been really exciting for us on the wing. He's a lot of running carry, same as Motlop. So, like I said before, they're all really good pieces of puzzle to put in, and look forward to playing Saturday with them.
Mm. Oh, look, and the other thing which is interesting, we probably think that Chad Wingard will spend a bit more time down forward, Robbie Gray a little bit the same as well. So I think there could be a real mosquito fleet down there, that if the ball touches the deck, if Dixon or Watts are able to get it to the ground, you're going to have some real high-pressure players and clever players to be able to try and snap it up and hit the scoreboard.
Yeah, that's it. And even guys like Don Barry will go through the forward line. Chaddy Wingard will play majority midfield and a lot forward as well, though. So we've got a fair bit of versatile down there, so it's going to be pretty dangerous at times. And if Dicko's not marking it, which I hope he does and doesn't, but I'll be at his feet to try and come with you.
And defeating those turnovers is something that you need to improve on as a group. You've been working on that?
Yeah, we got a fair few inside 50s last year. We're up in the one or two in the comp, and our entries weren't quite what we wanted, so that's been a big thing over pre-season, is to try and find a mark inside 50 rather than kicking to a contest and letting the other teams rebound outside 50. So hopefully that goes well this year and we can turn those inside 50s into more scores.
Yeah, Marlin Office Furniture, Texture Interactive here, Sam. This is from Yvonne. I hope you try and play through the corridor more this year, she's screaming out.
Yeah, that'll be something we'll try and do a lot more as well. Over the years, we've played some pretty exciting footy through the corridor, so if we can back that up again this year, that'll be good.
Hey, how much or when do you look at Fremantle and what they can do? Have you done that already, or is that something that might take place in the coming days?
We've done a little bit, but that's something we usually do on a Thursday leading up to a Saturday game, so we'll go over in lines and do that stuff on Thursday.
Going to be a battle through that midfield, Fife and Walters. Lockie Neal, love him, and Mundy. You know, you've got Ebo Wines, SPP, he'll be right in Rockcliffe. That's where it's always, they say, won or loss. They've got an exciting midfield, haven't they?
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty good duel to watch. Even Sandy and Paddy going up against
yes.
it in the cup will be another exciting duel. So both got pretty decent midfields, and hopefully we can get on top there. And like you said, if we can get inside 50 and lock it in there, we've got a fair bit of power up there, so hopefully we can put it on the scoreboard.
Now, Sammy Gray, what's happened with Adelaide Oval? You haven't been able to train out there. You're only going to have a captain's run. That hasn't upset the apple cart, has it?
No, majority of the blokes play there, so that's not too much of a problem. I think we'll train there Friday for a captain's run. So
good.
that'll be enough for us to get ready for Saturday.
Now, slightly different pre-match routine this year with not being able to go out on as a team onto the deck. Have you discussed that, and will it change much for you?
There has been a bit of discussion about it. We've been doing a bit poor training, so we did that today. We go out 12 minutes and sort of do our own stuff and then come back in, and then we come back out as a team and do the team stuff 12 minutes before a game. So, yeah, it is a bit different, but it shouldn't take the blokes too long to adjust to, and we'll be right.
Now, there are different types of guys. Some guys get there hours early and they get fully changed and they're ready to go. Others get changed late. What type of pre-match guy are you?
I don't get there too early. I just get there when I'm required, and I get changed pretty early and get down, strap up. I like to get out in the oval and have a kick around and kick goals from both ends just to check it out. But, my match routine's pretty similar every week, but I don't get there, like, 3 hours early like Polak and Boak do, but I used to get there just on time.
Now, Sammy, I saw your dad the other day. Give the business a plug, the old tyre company.
Yeah, G&G Tyres, still down in Rural Park. Go down and see the old man Grubb, and he'll sort you out for some tyres and maybe a service if you want one.
He's a good man, Grubb. Now, what are you getting up to? What are you doing outside of footy?
I've been playing a fair bit of golf and a bit of Fortnite. Have you heard of this new game, Fortnite?
No, tell us.
Yeah, it's just this game on PlayStation that all the boys around the club have been playing a fair bit about. So, I've been doing a fair bit of that, and might get back into my carpentry apprenticeship that I did before I was drafted.
So is that like eSports or X-Sports, whatever it is? What's this? I'm not into PlayStation.
Fortnite, tell us about, what's the aim of the game?
Is it shooting? Is it darts?
It's a shooting game, so there's 100 players, and you get dropped on this island.
A bit like Hunger Games.
Yeah, it is, and last one standing.
Oh, please, Sammy. Are you the best?
I'm the best at the club.
Yeah, well, I hope you're last man standing. Port v Freo, Twilight, Saturday, Adelaide Oval. Sammy, I love watching you play. Have a great year, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ryan Beck. Cheers.
No worries there. Sammy Gray. Look,
he lost me there. I don't know what the hell.
He's really carved out a niche for himself as that small forward, and well done to him. Ruthless, that's what it's about. It's about every man for himself in that game, by the sound of it. And I feel like Port Adelaide, they're going to be ruthless when they take on Fremantle this weekend. It's going to be a big clash. Let's get everyone there so they can enjoy a huge atmosphere.